This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Podcast of audio reading service volunteers reading the obituaries from the Journal Gazette is provided by the Allen County Public Library for the sight and print impaired and made available with the permission and cooperation of the Journal Gazette.
We will now read obituaries from the Journal Gazette. The following obituaries have been edited. To hear an obituary in its entirety, please call the station at 260-421-1376. We'll begin with several obituaries that were published in the weekend edition of the Journal Gazette. Because of the large number of obituaries in the weekend paper, these have not yet been read. We'll conclude with the obituaries from today's newspaper. So, starting with obituaries from Saturday, April 13th.
In Fort Wayne, Kenneth Jean Rodewald. Kenneth Jean Rodewald, 89, of Fort Wayne, passed away into the loving arms of Jesus on April 11th. He was peacefully surrounded by his loving wife, Athena, also known as Tina, and his family when he departed this earth. He will always be remembered for the love of his life, his wife, Athena, of 48 years, his three daughters, Beth Garber, Elise Rodewald, and Gretchen Harvey, and four stepsons, Dave, Dan, and Mark, and Steve Scholl, as well as 17 grandchildren, 41 great-grandchildren. He is predeceased by his wife of 19 years, Nancy. Ken's love of golf began as a young child, and at age 9, he was involved in the city golf tournament. Ken was a CLU for Lincoln Life Insurance for 50 years. He was a distinguished member of the Million Dollar Roundtable. He and Athena attended the St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral in Fort Wayne and attended St. Armand's Key Lutheran Church in Sarasota, Florida. Ken's lifelong mission was loving people and building and maintaining friendships. Ken did this through his passionate love of the game of golf. Ken was a graduate of Southside High School and attended MSU on a golf scholarship. After graduation, he started the golf program at SSHS, and he went on to win the Fort Wayne City Golf Championship in 1952 and was runner-up for three times. He was a 65-year member and past president of the ORCC. He was club champion 11 years, and over his lifetime of golf, he had the amazing accomplishment of 11 holes in one, 9 at ORCC. He holds the record low score for 9 holes at ORCC at 29. Ken had the privilege of playing with many golf celebrities, including Sam Snead, in which they lost the match by one stroke. Ken held many honorable titles. He was inducted in the Fort Wayne Golf Hall of Fame. Ken was an active member for several years, including being president of the Mad Anthony Golf Tournament. Ken was president of the Hoosier Celebrity Club, president of the MSO Alumni Club, president of the Macedonian Golf Club, president of the Friars, and president of the St. Nicholas East Orthodox Cathedral. Ken and Tina were fortunate enough to winter in Sarasota, Florida for the last 20 years. He was a starter at the Longboat Key Country Club. Ken loved working at Longboat Key, and they adored him. In the summers, Ken worked in Fort Wayne at Foster Park Golf Course. He was a true joy in his life. Needless to say, Kenny cherished the game of golf and used that to build so many lifelong relationships with his friends. Kenny dearly loved his family and made it a point to tell them that he loved and appreciated them as often as possible. His family will remember him most for his charming, witty personality and his compassion for others. His family wishes that we may laugh and reminisce and smile and grieve together during this time. Visitation for Ken will be held on Thursday, April 18th from 2 to 4 p.m. and 6 to 8 p.m. with Trisagion prayers at 7 p.m. at the Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. And the funeral will be held April 19th at 10 a.m. with visitation 1 hour prior also at the church. In his memory, donations may be made to the St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. Burial will take place at Greenlawn Memorial Park. Arrangements entrusted to Fairhaven Funeral Home. That was Kenneth Jean Rodewald, 89.
And remaining in Fort Wayne, Janet B. Wooten, 83. Janet B. Wooten, 83, of Fort Wayne, passed away on April 6th. Arrangements by Hockmeyer and Miller Funeral Home. And moving further afield in Indiana now, starting with Hoagland, Gloria Ann Sorg, 84. Gloria Ann Sorg, 84, of Hoagland, passed away on April 10th. Survivors include her husband Irvin, daughter Angela, son Keith, daughter Diane Zinn, two sisters, Faye Weaver and Colleen Ireland, brother Eric Hauser, four grandchildren, and one nephew. A massive Catholic burial will be held at 11:30 a.m. on Monday, April 15th, at the St. Joseph Catholic Church, Hessen Castle. Family and friends will be received on Sunday, April 14th, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at the Zwickan Jan Funeral Home, Jacob's Chapel, Monroeville, and 1 hour prior to the Mass on Monday at the church. The Holy Rosary will be recited on Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Zwickan Jan Funeral Home, Jacob's Chapel, Monroeville. And that was for Gloria Ann Sorg, 84. In Columbia City, Charles R. Weaver, 90. Charles R. Weaver, 90, of South Whitley, passed away on April 11th. Arrangements by Damani Grimes, Funeral Home, Columbia City, Ohio. That was for Charles R. Weaver, 90. And now moving to Ohio, Ohio City, John Hugh Neff. John Hugh Neff, a Fort Wayne native son, died peacefully in his current hometown in Toledo, Ohio, on March 25th, due to ongoing health complications. He was born in 1948 in Fort Wayne, the son of Wilma and Woody Neff of Woody Neff Orchestra, popular in the region during the 1950s and 1960s. A graduate of Northside High School in 1966, he started his career in transportation sales in Lima, Ohio in 1972, then to Cincinnati before moving to Toledo in 1978, where he spent the rest of his life working in a variety of sales positions. He retired in 2008 due to health complications. He is survived by his three sons, Matt and Mark of Toledo, and Eric of Orlando, Florida. His final resting place will be with his parents in Fort Wayne at a later date. That was for John Hugh Neff. And we'll now move on to read obituaries from today's newspaper, Monday, April 15th.
Beginning in Fort Wayne, Judith K., also known as Judy Humbarger Babbis. Judith K. Judy Humbarger Babbis, 73, of Seminole, Florida, passed away on April 1st at her home. Judy was born in Fort Wayne. She graduated from Indiana University and Ball State University. Judy was an exceptional person in everything she did or was involved in. It didn't matter if it was for fun or for work. She excelled in everything. Judy is a very friendly and social person with a heart of gold. She was everyone's best friend and always made you feel at home. Judy loved to cook and entertain, just like her mother did. Judy's accomplishments were far and wide, but her best accomplishments were in swimming. She was a part mermaid in the pool at a young age. Judy was a member of the U.S. National Swim Team and the U.S. Olympic Swim Team. She traveled all over the world, competing in Russia, Japan, New Zealand, Scotland, and more. She acquired a multitude of first-place ribbons and other awards from all over the world during her competition in national and international swim meets. Most significant are her five first-place U.S. national records set by Judy in 1966 and for which the City of Fort Wayne awarded her the Citation of Honor for Outstanding Athletic Achievement. Judy was inducted into the 1975 International Women's Athletic Hall of Fame. Judy was one of a kind, and everyone loved her. She was her husband's best friend and the love of her life. Her passing will be felt by many people for a long time. In addition to her husband, Bart Babbis, Judy is survived by her sisters Vicki McBride and Valerie Brabs, and other family members and close friends. Per Judy's wishes, there will be no services. She has chosen to donate her body to medical science. Dennis James Huffman. Dennis James Huffman, 61, of Harlan, went home to his Savior April 13th. He was a member of Branches of Christian Ministries. Dennis found his home late in life at Sunset Cove. Dennis is survived by his wife, Bobby Joe, children Cody Huffman and Becca, and Brady Cook, and two grandchildren, and six siblings. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to Sunset Cove Resort. That was Dennis James Huffman, 61. And finally, in Monroeville, Darla J. Stevenson Reimer, Darla J. Stevenson Reimer, age 62, of Monroeville, passed away on April 12th. Arrangements by Zwick and Jan Funeral Home, Jacob's Chapel in Monroeville. That was Darla J. Stevenson Reimer, age 62.
That concludes the obituaries from the Fort Wayne Journal Gazette for Monday, April 15th. To hear a complete obituary, please call the station at 260-421-1376. We will now take a short break and return with features from the living section.